శివాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 10. Saha yajna praja drishtva puro vacha praja padi anena kata vishyadvam ప్రజాపతి అనేన కథ విష్యద్వం ఏషవో అశ్వ ఇష్ట కామదో సయజ్ఞా ప్రజాశ్రేష్వాచా ప్రజాపతి అనేన కథ విష్యద్వం creating pura instantly vacha said prajapatihi the lord of creatures anena by this rasa vishyadvam be more and more prosperous eshaha this vaha you are astu let it be ishta of all desirable things tamaduk best over. Translation without repetition: in the beginning of creation the lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. Please repeat. Translation with repetition: in the beginning of creation the lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying be thou happy by this yajna because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. Purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Immediately creation by the lord of creatures Vishnu is a chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by material nature because of their forgetfulness of the relationship to Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relationship as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaischa sarvai ameva vedyah. The Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. In the Vedic hymns, it is said, Padim Vishvayat Neshwaram. Therefore, the Lord of the living entities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.4.20, Srila Shukadeva Goswami described the Lord as Pati in so many ways. Sriha Padir, Yajya Padir, Padir Praja Padir, Diyam Padir Loka Padir, Dara Padir, Padir Gatir, Chandaka Vrishni Tatvatam, Pratiratam Me Bhagavan Satam Padir. The Prajapati is Lord Vishnu, and He is the Lord of all living creatures, all worlds and all beauties, and the protector of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajnas or sacrifices for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world, they can live very comfortably, without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. That's the whole program for the conditioned soul. By performance of yajna, the conditioned soul gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. In the age of Kali, the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the names of God is recommended by the Vedic scriptures. And this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of all men in this age. Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna consciousness go well together. Lord Krishna in his devotional form as Lord Chaitanya is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 as follows, with special reference to the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Tango Pangastra Parshadam Yajnaya Sankirtana Prayair Yajantahi Sumedasaha. In this age of Kali, people are endowed with sufficient intelligence to worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Other Yajnas prescribed in the Vedic literatures are not easy to perform in this age of Kali, but the Sankirtan Yajna is easy and sublime for all purposes, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita also 9.1. Om Jnanarandasya Jnananishalaka Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhi Samsthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kala Mahyam Dadatu Svapadantakam Vandeham Shri Guru Jeevapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Tavrijatam Sarvada Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Tavadutam Karyanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Jalita Shisha Kantam Sha Shri Krishna Kamala Sindhu Dena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Vidyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayocha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Gaduti Vasalam Bangam Nandede Virum Yatsipatam Uli Kingol Karnam Paramanamanamadvam Shri Chaitanya Ikaram Vasudeva Swam Devam Kamsikaguramadvam Devati Kramanam Vishnam Vreja Gurum Janamam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshta Ayudhya Vishnu Vreja Kutsakshyam Vishnami Vishnami Hare Krishna, a warm welcome to all of you on this Sunday morning feast program. It is very nice that all of you have decided to take off on this Sunday and come and attend this wonderful program. So here we have this wonderful verse from the chapter 3, text number 10, in the matter of Karma Yoga. Well, exactly in this whole chapter, what you are doing right now is exactly being described. Well, anyway, for the pleasure of the listeners, there's a Bhagavatam class going on outside also for people who are taking shelter and who are initiated. So, if anybody is taking shelter or initiated, then sit out and listen to the Bhagavatam class. Okay? So now, if we see this particular verse, what does it say? Saha yajna pida srishva puro vaja prajapati anena prasrishyadvam eshava sva ishta samadhuk. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, "We are happy by this yajna or sacrifice because his performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. So now, this is something fantastic, no? We are all right now searching for something wherein we all want to live happily, isn't it? Is there anybody who wants sadness here? Anybody wants to be unhappy? Everybody wants to be happy, right? So this is the formula for being happy. So now, as we rightly know, they say in this verse, in this particular verse, the Lord is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what has been explained in this verse. What the Lord did, the beginning of creation, He sent forth men and demigods. Okay? Initially He sent only men and demigods. So, when they just came in, they didn't have work like us, going to the office, going and earning some money, all such things. They didn't have that kind of work. Their only business was what? To do sacrifices. Okay? And this sacrifice, they say, brings about happiness. Any sacrifice does not bring about happiness. Here they are trying to define what exactly is a sacrifice. Well, can I just have an approximate idea of what each one's understanding of sacrifice? Can anybody give me a definition of sacrifice? Come, anybody. What? Okay. Voluntary giving us something what we lack, what we have,
what we like.
What we like. Very nice. Anybody else would like to give a definition for sacrifice?
Renouncing
things. Okay. Mataji, any of you want to define what sacrifice? College is very bad, so I borrow chakkar to class and then stay at home. That sacrifice, no? No, that's not sacrifice. Well, anyway, it's very, sorry? Very nice. That's exactly what is being driven here. Any kind of activity, whatever you can do, which can invoke the blessings of the Lord, is what is called a sacrifice. Or in other words, there's one other very nice way of defining sacrifice. Well, it's a very nice definition. It says, sacrifices denying the interest of the senses. Isn't it? There are so many senses. The eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, the skin, sense of touch, sense of hearing, sense of sight, sense of smell, sense of taste. Now, what has happened is, over time immemorial, they got so much used to doing activities which are giving these organs happiness. And whatever the happiness what we are in search of is not actually true happiness. Because what otherwise wants to do, it does not want to come and see a wonderful form of their lordship like Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai. What they want to do on Sunday, they want to take off and go and see a morning show instead of coming and seeing the Lord. That's actually what giving most of the people happiness. But you are all exalted devotees, you all have got a very nice understanding. You all don't want to go to morning show or things like that. Or Sunday, even God slept on Sunday. So let me also have a nice heavy breakfast and go to bed. That's happiness. That's generally what people perceive as happiness. These kind of happiness, whatever we are trying to achieve, perceive, is actually things are actually in the mode of ignorance. Okay, more of passion and ignorance. Those are the kind of activities which are giving us happiness. The true happiness, as we understand, is denying the interest of this senses. He says, okay, today is a wonderful Sunday, one of my friends has invited me to Jagannath Mandir. So instead of going to a movie or sitting at home and sleeping, let me go and listen to some Krishna Katha. Why do we have to go and listen to Krishna Katha? Because after listening to Krishna Katha, we get some wonderful prasadam at the end. Isn't it? So that's something wonderful. Giving us some thing which is otherwise giving us happiness, we come here. This is how it all starts, you know. The Lord is very, very smart. He tricks us in so many ways. He says, okay, he says, you go but listen to my lectures in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, you get a byproduct, prasadam, free, absolutely free. So, there was something very nice, you know, recently, one person was, one of senior person was giving a wonderful lecture. He says, one of his classmates,
He said, Baba, why do you waste your time all the time? Please come to our Sunday program. Huh? It's very nice. So, he said, otherwise what do you do? He said, Michael, on Sunday, I really have a ball, man. What do I do? I go with all my friends, I go to the disco dance. Okay? And after that, I eat something. And then, I drink alcohol. I do so many things. Okay. You do one thing for a change, you come to our temple. Okay. Okay, let's give the donor try since you're my good friend, I'll do that. So he called him to a temple. Oh my goodness. The moment he came, he won't believe it. He saw everybody, you know, people are singing. When you go to a disco, what do you see? You see people, somebody is singing, isn't it? And somebody is dancing. He came, wow. Here people are singing. So nice. And everybody is dancing. He also started singing and dancing. And even if that is over, even where do I pay the bill? Yeah. He looked at the counter. Do I have to pay some event there? Oh, this happens to be free, man. You don't have to pay anything. Oh, that's fantastic. When I went to the disco, I paid so much of money. Yes, that will be free. Very nice. So immediately after that, he says, okay, everything is over. Then after some time, he said, okay, everybody sat down for guitar. And before sitting, he saw everybody sitting, then how much will the food cost me? That will be free. Hey, this is some kind of a fantastic place. I don't have to pay for anything. And it's so nice. You're tasting the pratadam, you know, and it is so ecstatic. And absolutely free. So slowly, Krishna is very, very smart. He gets us hooked on to these kind of habits, which is so nice. And in fact, these are the kind of things what the Lord is actually describing in this particular chapter. This particular chapter, third chapter, is Karma Yoga. He says, in other one or two shlokas ahead, he says, if you eat any food which is not offered to the Lord, you are immediately, verily eating sin. Because any food which is not offered to the Lord is what you are eating? You are eating garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. Okay? Because it's not offered to the Lord. And the person is called as, we call it thieves. Anything which we see, Prabhupada gives a wonderful lecture. He says, it's so nice. Even in the medical world, you say somebody, you're a very good friend. He comes and keeps on giving you gifts. You keep on accepting. And once in a way, you don't even thank him. How will you feel? Okay, if I were your friend, and every day in and day out, I keep on coming and gifts to you. Here's a wonderful gift to you. Okay, everything free. Keep on. Every day in and day out, he keeps giving you everything free. And you don't even acknowledge his presence. Will you feel good? No, you feel terrible, right? What kind of a person this person is? Huh? Thankless person? In spite of that, though we don't do such kind of things, the Lord, in spite of that, continues to give us all of our basic needs. Says, Ishtan Bhoga Nivo Deva, Dasanji Ekeva, Sairdatta Napadaye Yo, Yo Bhumte, Tena Eva Shaha. The Lord calls these people as thieves. Anybody who accepts so much from this material world and is not grateful to the Lord and does not perceive the Lord's presence in everything what is giving to us, who does not perceive the presence of the Lord and does not thank Him, are considered thieves. That's precisely all of us who do not acknowledge the presence of the Lord and thank Him. Isn't it? Prabhupada is always saying, all medical scientists, all of them, why do you deny the existence of God, is to us? For everything they say, I have created, I show paddy, it comes. Is it so easy? That's also a form of life. Is it so easy for if you sow paddy to come? Is it all that easy? Without the mercy of the Lord, absolutely nothing happens. Mother Earth is giving us so many things. From where all this is coming? Living things have to come from other living things, isn't it? Unless the Lord sanctions absolutely, nothing happens. And it says, Nityo Nityanam Ketana Ketananam Ego Bahunam Vidadati Kaman. The Lord is satisfying all our needs, and we fail to recognize the presence of the Lord. That's a very sorry state of affairs, isn't it? So now, here if you see this particular word, it says, the Lord first sent men and demigods. So, when He sent these men and demigods, their instructions were very, very clear. That all you got to do is go and perform sacrifices, so that the future generations get to know what they also have to do. Yajjat Atavitish Kesha Tata Devetaro Janaha. What great people do, the others follow. So now, these men and demigods, whatever they are doing, from that we have to realize that this is actually what we have to do. This is it. Otherwise what we do, we think that unless we go and work hard and earn money, our life will not go on. We fail to understand that the Lord is taking care of 84 lakh species. Is it not amazing that 80 lakh species don't go to the office, they don't earn money, they don't go to the shop, they don't buy anything, they don't buy clothes, they don't, what do you call, do anything. But the majority of the Lord's creation is being taken care of automatically. It's only this very, very small segment of the Lord's creation, the so-called intelligent people who can really think. What do they think? That is because of me everything is going on. That's the last name of mine. That's on account of me everything is going on. Because I work hard, I earn salary, I'm the one who is running this company. You know, donkey works hard. So we have to understand that if anything is happening in our life, it's because of whatever activities what we perform. So that's the reason my Prabhupada is exactly described what called karma, akarma and vikarma. Okay, this is karma yoga. Karma yoga, as we have to understand, karma means the reaction of whatever we have done. Any activity, whatever we do, based on that we get reaction, that is karma. And akarma is that kind of activity which you do which does not create any reaction. And vikarma. Vikarma is that kind of activity which is going against the laws of nature. Okay? The Lord has, in Bhagavad Gita, He has given a definition. Human being means you must live as per my rules and regulations. That's why it is made Bhagavad Gita. Gita is a song. So Krishna is coming and singing in our ears. This is manual for humanity. Please live your life the way I have instructed to Arjuna. It's a Gita means song. He is singing to us. And here as we see, whom do we see here? Right in front of what? Here is Krishna. What is here right in front? Horses. What is this horses? These horses represent our senses. These horses want to run away everywhere. The eyes want to run towards theater. The ear wants to listen to some disco. Whereas, ears are meant for listening only to discourses, not disco. The other day I went to a friend's house, I told him, Are Baba, I will go and listen to a disco. Discourse. This is what disco? You go for a disco? Said, no boss, it's not disco, it is discourse. D-I-S-C-O-U-R-E. Maybe even in discourse they see a disco. That's the sad part of it. That's right. So, see, I want to see something else, which the eyes does not know what is beautiful. The ears want to listen to some jing-nang music, which is noise actually. There's a wonderful experiment which was carried out. And in that, they found out that once they took some water, okay, and they put it in ice cream and put it in a refrigerator and subject it to maybe rock music. And on the other hand, they took the same water and when this ice was being set in the refrigerator, they subjected it to transcendental sound vibrations. And after the ice was set, they studied samples of both. And can you imagine what a fantastic difference was there? The ice which had formed due to being subjected to noise or irregular sound vibrations, even the ice which was formed was analog in nature. Whereas classical music or that kind of transcendental sound vibration which was subjected to, and that ice which was set was so regular. And even if you see, the light dispersion was giving wonderful, this one, it had formed a beautiful array. So can you just imagine water which is considered as matter and sound vibration to subject it to it, if this is the result, what can be the effect on us? We are living in Hades. The Lord says, Mamayamamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasa Astan Indriyan Prakriti Sari Kalchati. So we are parts and parcels. We are parts and parcels of the Lord. We are pure spirit souls. We being pure spirit souls, if we are subjected to this sound vibration, what is going to happen to us? That's the difference. If we are subjected to transcendental sound vibrations of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then what happens? our body, mind, soul, everything will be in harmony with nature. Our mind will start thinking properly, our eyes will start seeing things properly, because that's the effect of sound vibrations. Okay, so now we are talking about the senses here, the eyes, the ears, because as we know, ear is the only organ which is always open, 24 hours, it works 24/7. This is the only organ which works 24/7. Every other organ takes rest during various times, isn't it? In the morning when you have to wake up, what do you do? You hear an alarm, right? You set an alarm at the moment, sound, though you are fast asleep, you hear the sound and that wakes you up. There is no other system which they wake you up, unless of course, somebody, maybe, for this there was a very nice story. Once there was a husband and wife, they were at war with each other. So, this went on for quite some time. So, whatever the husband wanted, he said, right, I want her to prepare the make, so she also said, okay, you make this, no, that's it, went on. One fine day, our man had to go out of station, so he had to catch the early morning train at 4 o'clock. So he, on the boat, he wrote, "Ah, please wake me up by 12 o'clock, I have to catch the train." So, happily he went to sleep. So, everything went on well. So, our lady, I shall do it accordingly, she wrote below. So, what our lady did, she got up at 12 o'clock, made some wonderful prasadam, and exactly at 4 o'clock, I am instructing me to get up, she said, and went back to sleep. Next day morning, our man gets up. He sees his pocket so blocked. He started shouting at the top of his voice, "What the hell is happening? I told you, wake me up at so and so time. Why you didn't wake me up at that?" He showed the board. So, imagine sound vibration, something, how wonderful effect it has. Isn't it? You understand? So, Maun Vrita came to an end immediately after that. So, without sound, you cannot even wake up. Isn't it? So, ears are meant actually for what? Okay, everything is a sacrifice. The eyes are meant to see the wonderful form of the Lord. Other than that, nothing else. Eyes are meant only for that. And ears are meant to only listen to transcendental sound vibrations. Okay, mantra. Because mantra means manaha trayate iti mantra. So when any transcendental sound vibration goes inside the ear, that one shakes us up and then aligns us as per the laws of nature. Then the nose. The nose, what is it meant for? The nose is only meant for smelling the wonderful flowers which is offered to the Lord. Actually, in the lecture of instructions, there is a particular shloka which clearly says that anyone who smells the flowers which are offered to the Lord, all our material disease just vanishes. Can you just imagine? All our material propensity, whatever we have, all that will vanish if we just smell the flowers offered to the Lord. Okay, that's what the nose is meant for. And what is the mouth meant for? Mouth has two functions. Okay, one is for, as most of the people know, it is meant for enjoying the transcendental prasadam. And secondly, this tongue is only meant to chant Hare Krishna and preach. This tongue is only meant to use it in the service of the Lord. The only business is to tell everybody what your connection with Krishna. Any living entity, whatever you have, you should tell them. To the extent what you know, you need not be a big professor. Okay, what little bit you know, that's enough. Like Prabhupada used to say, there was a young girl called Parsuri. All she knew was, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Got it. Anybody whom she came across, she used to go. She used to be such a young kid, you know, she used to go. Uncle, she used to come up. You know what? What is better? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody whom she used to come across, she used to say that. That's preaching, what to extend what you know. You just preach that much. Nothing more is required. Otherwise, everybody thinks preaching means you have to be a big professor, you have to know the scriptures inside out. No. Because our only business is to bring about Krishna Sambandha. Because everybody is a part and parcel of Krishna. Our only business is to see that you tell everybody what's their relationship with Krishna. Krishna Sambandha. You have to bring about the relationship between Krishna and all living entities. That's the purpose of this mouth. So once you eat prasadam and you do preaching, then this mouth is really doing a wonderful job, isn't it? And if you have family, you have Grihastha Ashrama, you are supposed to utilize your propensity in begetting only Krishna conscious children. Okay, you should not be using the sense of touch for a lot of unscrupulous activity, because as in the Bhagavad Gita further on, Krishna is going to explain that if you have sex desires, it should be used only for procreation and not for anything else, because there is one particular sense of touch, which is the most abused senses, and the biggest cause of suffering of humanity is only that. This Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajoguna Samudvam, Mahashino, Mahapapam, Vidhiyenam Hi Vairinam. These two are the biggest two causes of our suffering. We go through so much of suffering and we ask the Lord, oh my Lord, why are you giving so much of suffering? So who is giving suffering? Who is giving suffering to us? We ourselves. We are giving suffering to ourselves because we are doing lot of vikarma kind of activities which are not in the service of the Lord. So this is what they are explaining in this verse. Be thou happy by this yajna. Okay? So that what he says, what Prabhupada is mentioning here, all living entities in material creation are conditioned by material nature because of the forgetfulness of the relationship to Krishna. See now, here Prabhupada mentioned something very very wonderful. We all feel that we are born equal, right? How many of you think we are born equal? Please raise your hand. All are born equal? Really? Now let's see whether we are really born equal. Krishna says we are all not born equal. Because he is the one, he says, Vidaisya sarvai rameva vedyo Vedanta krishvena videha chaham Sarvashitaham rizhan nivishtam Matta smate jnanam apohanancha. He says, the purpose of all Vedas is to understand who is Krishna. And Vedanta krishvena videha chaham, I am the compiler of all the Vedas. And he is seated in everybody's heart, and from him comes remembrance, forgetfulness, and intelligence. We have come to this material world because we have the propensity to enjoy independent of Krishna. That's our biggest problem. And because they come with the propensity to enjoy independent of Krishna, Krishna puts us in various different situations. Because they put us in different situations, that's the reason why they are all not equal. Because the remembrance, forgetfulness and intelligence is coming from him. So, if we set out to enjoy, if you really want to go to a movie, you are so artless, you don't want to go to the temple. He says, okay, go ahead, I'll forget that there, I'll give you the forgetfulness, you go to the temple, you go. Because, unless you finish off all the lower propensities, you cannot think of God. And without the mercy of the Lord, Lord is that you cannot think of him also. So what he is doing is, he is the one who is giving us various demoniac propensities earlier so that you finish off with all of that and subsequently you can think of God. If you want to be a demon also, unless the Lord sanctions the demoniac propensities, you cannot think of the Lord. And this demoniac propensities is the one which is giving us forgetfulness of Krishna. Okay, it is remembrance. If you have to remember Krishna, that's the final difference, isn't it? When we are, if we really want to forget Krishna, then what he'll do? When some wonderful discourses are going on, he will give us, he'll induce sleep into us, actually go to sleep. Because it's not making sense to us, it's not going into the ears. This is something different. So he'll make us feel more sleepy. So he says, okay, beta, this question is like that, to soja beta. It's a lullaby for you, go to sleep. It's not making sense. So he's the one who's making all this. So to the extent, he says, ye ta maam prapadyante, taam satarya bhajami. To the extent what you surrender, I will reciprocate. Krishna is very, very eager to reclaim us. Isn't it? Here he is mentioning here very clearly. Everything desired, the performance of yajna will bestow upon you very, everything desirable. Whatever you desire, it will be, you will get. But the problem is, we do not know what we have to desire. That's the biggest problem. Isn't it? That's the biggest problem, we do not know what we have to desire. So now, that's what we are telling. Unless we understand that the purpose of all the Vedas is to understand Krishna, he is not going to reveal himself to us, because we have come to a level
where we have to understand that our only business is what? Our only business is to serve Vishnu or Krishna. We have no other business. He says, see now, we have to understand this so nicely. How is it that we can always think of Krishna? We have to understand one thing, that before taking the human form, we have already gone through 80 lakh species. And this 80 lakh species, the Lord more or less has fulfilled most of our desires. Eating, making, sleeping and depending. These things, we have been doing it for time immemorial, not God of us, or only millions of years we have been doing the same nonsense. Only when you are a man, you can start waking up. And just by the very, a couple of lectures of people who are realizing, just realize that, what's this nonsense I've been doing for so many lifetimes? At least in this lifetime, let me be a man. It's so nice for Prabhupada in this, even everywhere he used to see. He used to be sitting and he used to be chatting along with so many people. One person is this way, he used to say all of a sudden. Why is it this way? Because a man has a spinal cord. A spinal cord like this means you are dead. If you can't sit straight and think of the Lord, you don't have bone, you don't have a... Isn't it? In English they say, what? You don't have a backbone? That's why Prabhupada used to say side. Because Prabhupada was very, very merciful. He really wanted us to become true men. Because when you sit straight, what happens? You hold this one in your head, on your back, then when you take a knife, this one, and breathe and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you say that, it feels so nice because everything is going, sound vibrations are being generated and then everything is going right to the head, you're hearing everything, all your senses are intact. But if you're sleeping, then slowly you fall off asleep. You're not a man because you don't have bones at all, no? You don't have bones, you can't sit straight. That's why Prabhupada says that. So we have to understand this. So we are coming here in this sloka, no? We have to survive with your sin. Apart from that, that's what you're mentioning here is forgetfulness. Or their relationship to Vishnu or Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas the Vedic principles are said by Sri Jagannatha. So, the Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relationship to Krishna. So, all Vedas are meant for to help us understand who is Krishna. Isn't it? There are three processes by which one understands Krishna. What is? Sambandha Gyan, then one second. Sambandha Gyan, Prayojana, then before Prayojana, sorry, Abhideya. So these are the three processes of understanding. But unless one understands who am I, who is God, what's my relationship with Him, where does God live, what's His address, who am I, where do I belong, unless you get answers to all these things, you will continue to be in ignorance. So you have to get these answers for all these questions first. God means Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is his address? Golok Vrindavana. Who am I? And his part and parcel. What is the relationship with him? And his part and parcel. And what's my business? Only to serve him. When you get the answers for all this very clearly, then you will have a clear direction. That's why he says, Adado Brahma Jinyasa. Now that you have taken a human form of life, inquire, what am I supposed to do with this? That's the reason what the Lord says is, Amai Vamsho Jivaloki Jivaputta Manahata Astani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. All of you living entities, you are all my part and parcel. You are eternal. And what are you doing? You are struggling very hard. You are struggling very, very hard with your six senses, which includes the mind. What's the mind doing? The mind is the one which is driving all the senses, right? But mind only. Mind is the one which tells, right? Don't go to Jagannatha, they go to movie. Today what? Why no friend? What do you call? No temple and go loading with friend. This the mind is telling that. So the mind is the one which is giving inputs to all the various organs. That's the reason what the Lord says. You are eternal, understand that. And the struggling very hard in the existence of includes the mind. So only business is to see that this mind is such way. That is why he says, he says, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, acknowledge my presence. Isn't it? Here that's what they are telling. The Lord sent men and demigods and told them whatever you do, the future generations is going to watch you what you are doing. So that you have to follow through. Whatever earlier men and demigods did, from that they have learned. And what they did, they didn't do any activities like us. They didn't do vikarma, they did only akarma, that is, that kind of activities which are directed toward the as only yajna. So, in this entire chapter, this particular word of yajna, the buzzword is yajna. This yajna sa karma anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If you do work which is not yajna, that is, yajnana karma anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If you do work that which is not yajna, it binds you to this material world. Okay, this material world is a place which is binding you. We are taking root and we are tying ourselves up here. And if you keep on repeatedly tying yourself, what is going to happen? You cannot be free. Is it possible if you are totally tied up? Is it possible for you yourself to, if somebody has taken a rope and tied you up fully, is it possible for you to release yourself? No. You have to cry out, please release me and let me go. You have to cry out to somebody. And then, who is the person who can come and release you? Another person like you who is bound, can he release you? He cannot. The so-called liberated souls who are free from the clutches of Maya, who are entirely in the service of the Lord, they are the kind of people who are unbound. We are all Nitya Bhadra, literally bound. It's only Nitya Siddha who are personal associates of the Lord, who are totally free from all material vices. Sushruho, Tantadaratya, Vasudeva Kadavati, one who has understood the purpose of all the verses, for whom Krishna Kada is making sense, who are totally unbound. A person totally unbound can come and release you. And Tantvidhi Paripadena, Pariprasnena Teva, Upadhyakshidhite, Jnanam, Jnanina, Tattva Darshana. They have understood the absolute truth. And they are the ones who can tell you what is Brahma Jnanta. They are the ones who can tell you what the absolute truth. They are the ones who can relieve you from this clutches of Maya. And of our own accord is very, very difficult. We ourselves, by our own endeavor, because we are bound, is very, very difficult. So, that's the reason why the Lord further goes on to say this, Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunakarmani Vyavashaha Ahankara Vimurata Kartaramiti Manyate. In this material world, if at all you are suffering, it's because you are giving the reactions of whatever you have done in the three modes of material world. Sattva guna, raja guna, tamo guna, whatever you have done, you are getting the reactions of that. But the blame is going to God. God, where are you getting so much suffering? God is the most merciful living entity. Most, what you call the supreme person in God, he doesn't want to trouble us. He only gives us a small trailer of what we are actually entitled to. We are Mahapapis. Isn't it? Kamaita Kodita, raja guna, tamo, Mahashino, Mahapasma we are doing. And for that, what he is doing? He is giving us a little trailer of what we are really entitled to. He says, Beta, you have done sins in so many lifetimes, and just going to give you a small glimpse of what you are entitled to, so that you correct yourself. So, this is a jail where we are. We are in this jail, and unless a person really gets to know first that he is suffering, and he gets out of the jail, he cannot make any progress in this endeavor. So, first we have to realize that in this world we are suffering. And what is the cause of suffering? Once we start thinking about this line, and unless we want to mitigate our miseries, we cannot progress anymore. So that's the reason why the Lord is mentioning here that at the beginning of creation, even Brahma when he came, even he didn't know what to do. He was totally in ignorance. And the moment, the first thing what he created was, what did Brahma create first when he came to the material world? He created illusion. Because all living entities who come to this world have four defects. We have imperfect senses, propensity to cheat, and what are the other two things? Imperfect senses, bound to err. Because we don't know, we don't want to commit mistakes, but we are forced to commit mistakes. This is bound to err, propensity to cheat. So, these are the four mistakes. And the other thing is to be in illusion. That's the first thing what Brahma created, to be in Maya. And then he realized what a big blunder he has committed. And then he prayed to the Lord, my Lord, I am the first Prajapati here. And you have sent me, and what big mistake I have done. If people are going to be in illusion,
How is it they're going to achieve the ultimate purpose of life of going back to Godhead? And we have a big blunder, so please give me the intelligence to correct this. So then he says, okay, you are the first Prajapati. Now you are going to go about. And you will know that you are the next thing what he created, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Brahma created four things. And he says, he created four things and he created his four sons. You all know who the four sons are, right? Sanatkaranda, Sanatkaranda and Sanatkumara, four of them. He created four of them so that each one could take care of one of these things. And then Brahma told his four sons, each one of you take care of this. And what did the son say? This namaskar to you, you and your creation, be happy. We don't want to do anything with your creation. And Brahma became very, very angry. And what is the consequence of Brahma getting angry? What happened? Lord Shiva was born because there is very angry, one red and one blue ray, one representing more of passion, another representing more of ignorance from that. Lord Shiva took birth. And then the moment Shiva was born, he started crying. He said, he told Brahma, why did you have to bring me here to this miserable place? Now please tell me, now that you brought me here, tell me what the purpose you brought me here. And that's when he told, look, I created four sons and none of them listened to me. My own first children, I'm supposed to be the what you call first Prajapati, and whatever I have created, the first four children only don't listen to me. So I had to create you. So now and after that, he gave him some, how many wives? 12 or 13 or 14. So after that, secondary creation started and the creation went on for some time and the creation was so horrible that one of Shiva's sons, what he went to do? He went to kill Brahma. So it was so sad that when Brahma said, my dear Lord Shiva, now I humbly request you, please stop this activity of creation. He requested him. So now, they are just trying to explain here the process of creation. And in this particular creation, Shukadeva Goswami is addressing this wonderful Shloka and Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.20, where Prabhupada is thinking about this wonderful word. Listen to this verse. It is Sriyapade, Yajyapade, Prajapade, Riyam Pade, Loka Pade, Jara Pade, Pade Pade, Chandaka Vrishni, Sarvatam, Pratidatame, Bhagavan, Satam Pade. It's only a personality of Prabhupada who gave a wonderful understanding of this particular verse. Here, we see the name of the Lord being addressed as Padhi in so many ways. There is Sriyapade, there is Yajyapade, then Prajapade. But if a literary person who was going about giving an explanation to these verses, he would have found only one meaning. Padhi means husband or whatever it is. But Prabhupada has given such wonderful understanding to each of this. So I'll just give you an understanding of this. Okay, Shriya is all opulence. Okay, and here the first pati is referred to as owner of all opulences. And Yajna is referred to as sacrifice. And Padihi, the second Padi, whatever is mentioned here, Prabhupada translated as the director of all sacrifices. And Praja, here we see Prajapade. Who is the first Prajapade? Brahma. And whose instructions is Brahma created? Yes. Okay, so here, Prajapade, how does Prabhupada translate this? The leader of all living entities. The leader, understand? So that the men and demigods, whomever is sent, they have to follow through the whatever activities they are performing, you all should follow that. That's where Prabhupada is giving this understanding. So that is Prajapati, the leader of all living entities. Dhyam means intelligence, of intelligence. And this Padi, Dhyam Padev, Prabhupada translates the master of intelligence. Who is the master of intelligence? I told you the particular shloka, no? Vedaya Sarvairam. And what are the last disorder then? Yanam apohanancha. From whom is intelligence is operating? Remember forgetfulness and intelligence? So he is the master of intelligence. Then Lokapate. Lokapate. Prabhupada translated as the proprietor of all planets. Is also in fifth sloka, fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, last sloka he says, no? He says, Sarva Loka Maha Mayeshwaram. Suryam Sarvabhutanam Yatma Maham Shanti Mithi. If you want peace, then you have to understand that Krishna is the supreme son of all planetary systems. Sarva Loka Maha Ishwaram. So that's what he's telling here. Loka Pade, the proprietor of all planets. And Dhara is earth. But he is supreme. The supreme, even this earth, is Lord Krishna. And Pati head. Then Gati is destination. Do we all know what our destination? What destination we'll ask? Because we don't know what exactly is our destination. Right? Our destination only is after eating prasadam, go home and sleep. That's only it. Right? In a way it's true, going home. But our eternal destination is going back home, God, back to Godhead. That's our final destination. Going back home is right. But that's got a further extension, going back home, back to Godhead. Okay, so that's something about destination. That's what. Then, sure, also, Andhaka, one of the kings of Yadu dynasty. Okay? Krishni, the first king of Yadu dynasty. And Sarvadam, the Yadus, the three Ratham. Be merciful upon me. Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna, Satam of all devotees, Patihi, the Lord. So, Prabhupada has translated so many Patis in so many different ways. So, unless we have somebody who is empowered by the Lord, you cannot use such kind of translation. First, we have to understand that. But generally, the Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita, Avajanandi Maam Mura, Manasim Tanumashita. When the Lord comes as a human being, people who are Mura think that he is an ordinary person because it appears to us that he is having a material body. But he has a transcendental body, we have to understand that. But we don't realize that when the Lord comes and does such wonderful activities, we have to learn that it's only God. Only a Supreme Person, a Godhead, who can do such kind of activity. That's why he is God. But we want to deliberately deny the existence of Lord. So now, we'll go on further here. So now, Prabhupada is explaining this. Prajapati, Lord Vishnu, is the Lord of all living creatures, of all worlds, and all beauties, and the protector of everyone. Why Prabhupada is mentioning all beauties? Everything beautiful. Please know that it is just but a small spark of my imagination. Beauty is something which we appreciate, isn't it? Beauty is meant to be appreciated. Anything which is appearing to be beautiful to us is but a small spark of Krishna's imagination. That's what he says in 9th chapter, the last verse. Okay, no, a couple of verses before that. And protector of everyone. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. If Krishna decides to kill somebody, no one can protect him. On the other hand, if Krishna decides to protect somebody, no one can kill him. That's what we have to realize. The Lord created the material world to enable the conditioned soul to learn how to perform yajñas for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu so that while in the material world they can live very comfortably without anxiety and after finishing the present material body they can enter into the kingdom of God. See Prabhupada, such wonderful is he trying to tell us why they have come to this material world because of forgetfulness of Krishna. And he says to learn how to perform yajñas. Then a demigod came and told us, because Krishna gave a lot of energy to perform yajñas, so you have to perform yajñas. By doing yajñas, what do? We are trying to make this world a place which is very, very peaceful, without anxiety. Why Kunta? Kunta means a place where there is a lot of anxiety. Nobody wants anxiety, but it comes to our life. But if you want to see that you don't have any anxiety in this world, then what you have to do is, you have to do only yajñas. Then you will be rid of all anxiety. And once you are rid of all these anxieties, you are preparing a life where you have come to perfect your existence here. So, Lord will give you intelligence not to forget Him. And this is all the one which is going on. And what is this? Further, the Lord, what is He going to say? That in this present material body, the conditioned soul Himself, in this material body itself, you can create a condition of no anxiety and you can go back to Krishna in this particular body. Otherwise, you continue to go through this repeated birth, old disease, death, Adibhavati, Adidevi, Adyasmi, this kind of sevenfold misery, you will go on. And if you want to put an end to this, what Prabhupada is saying, And what this verse is saying is, the whole program for the conditioned soul by performing yajna. This is Krishna Jyare Vishnu Dedanam Yajomakai Vabai Parikayayam Kalahotar Harikitanan. Isn't it? There are various yugas. And for each yuga, there is a particular yuga dharma. And in Kalahotar Harikitanan, that is, in Kali Yuga, we are only supposed to perform Harikitanan. And just 500 years before, the biggest proponent of the, so as we all know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave us the highest yajna, what is it called as Sankirtana Yajna. Just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Sankirtana Yajna. He says here, Krishna Vandam Sriha Krishnam, Sango Bangasa Bhakadam, Yajna Sankirtana Praye, Yajantari Sumedha Saha. Even if you have a little bit of Medas, Medas means brains. If you have a little bit of brains, you will take up with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord and you will free yourself. You are all bound. All Kari Karmasha Nashanam, if all the Kari Karmasha that go, if you start chanting the holy name of the Lord like a man in a stick, as so far as the erect man in the mind thinking of the Lord always, even if you want to perfect Krishna, you cannot. And in this particular body itself, Prabhupada assures you, it follows four regulatory principles and chant your 16 rounds of, and by doing Vikarma, and by not doing Vikarma, you can go back to the spiritual world in this body itself. Okay? So in this age of Kali, people are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by the associates. So for Kali Yuga right now is only Sankirtana Yajna. Okay? He says, Iti Shorshanam Nam Kali Karma Shanasham Nagara Pandarupaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. All the Vedas, everything is very, very evident that you will be released from this particular body. Otherwise, if you continue to do a karma, if you continue to do karma, then you will be implicated and suffer in this world. So, please try and put an end to all your materialistic propensity which you want to enjoy independent of the Lord and take up the chanting of the holy name. And Krishna promises you that your life will be Vaikuntha here only. Okay? Thank you very much for giving us, for being very peaceful and listening to me with serious intent. And even if one of you is able to take up the chanting of the holy name very seriously, I will consider my life to any success. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If any questions are there, maybe two or three questions will finish up with this class. Any questions, please? Don't ask very intelligent questions because I don't consider myself very intelligent. Ask me simple questions, okay? No questions? Good. Shall we write up for the day or anybody wants to ask any questions? It looks like somebody has some question but you're thinking. Sorry? Yes, Kavju, any questions you want to ask? You have some questions, I guess. No? For our Kavju, any questions? Very nice. Thank you very much. Shall we ask you something for that?